The NFL draft is through three rounds right now. And, of course, all the fanfare was, where are all these quarterbacks? It's a quarterback-rich draft. Where are we going to go? We heard the report Thursday that the Cleveland Browns are going with Baker Mayfield at number one. And I kind of like the pick. I like when Baker Mayfield told the Browns and John Dorsey, listen, you bring me here to Cleveland, I'll be the difference maker. I like when guys have confidence. But if you have the number one pick on a draft that just on a team that just went 0-16 and has one win in 2 years, don't you have to make sure you're hitting a home run and this guy is a surefire, eventually Hall of Famer when you draft a guy that he might be really good? I'm just not 100% sure in Baker Mayfield.
Well, the last time the Browns went with a 6-foot quarterback in the first round, I don't know that that really worked out either with,
right,
with Johnny Manziel. But, yeah, I don't know, though. I think that you want to go with a quarterback in that position, at number one overall coming out of two infamously bad seasons. But it was, I don't know that it was a great year for quarterbacks. Like, are you taking Josh Allen? You know, are you taking Rosen? Like, I don't know that those guys fit the profile of franchise quarterbacks. And you know what? Mayfield might be an NFL quarterback. Are you thinking that at 6 feet, maybe he's Drew Brees or something?
Or Russell Wilson.
Or, like, okay, is there a body of work that suggests that that's there? I'm not really sure that there is.
He's a winner, and I like that, and he's accurate, which I like.
Yeah.
There are a lot of plus. The intangibles are there for Baker Mayfield, and he's had some knucklehead issues off the field, but it's not like he had some partying issues. Oh, really? What guy in
that
his,
you never know, goes wrong.
Right. So what? He had some issues with some alcohol, got into some stupid trouble because he's young and foolish. Fine. He didn't do anything egregious. And so don't compare him to Johnny Manziel, especially post Johnny Manziel after playing in the NFL. But I just, it seems like a lot to me that you take a guy that you're not 100% sure John Dorsey is, that he's going to be a franchise guy. Were you surprised that they went with Baker Mayfield number one?
I wouldn't say it's a surprise. I mean, I don't have a real issue with them taking him at number one. All the advanced scouting, all of the meetings, everything that goes into it, we can just speculate, but the Browns were in the meetings and took them with Mayfield as well as the other quarterbacks. So if Dorsey and his staff think that's the best move and they came to that consensus, I have no problem with that. They had him ranked number one on their board. You take the quarterback. We'll see how it plays out. People are just looking at Cleveland's past, issues at the position, and you have to. It's just the reality. It's been a complete disaster there. I was more surprised that they didn't take Bradley Chubb at four. I thought they would really pair him with Myles Garrett and just have an insane, D-line that can just rush the quarterback. Because that, if you can get to the other team's quarterback, that masks a lot of issues. You get a short field or whatnot. So I thought that would have been the play. And it completely reminded me of the Manziel draft, where they took Manziel and then they also took Justin Gilbert, I believe his name was, who is also a corner, and the thought was there that they reached a bit high on him that year too. So I thought that taking Denzel Ward at four, they went for need over best player available, and if I'm in that position, my thought process is immediately trade down. If you're going by need, and this guy's slotted and going 10 to 15, and you're taking him at four, move down and try to pick up another pick.
They could have taken Chubb at one.
Yeah, absolutely. People were saying that if he was in the draft last year, that he would have even been better than Myles Garrett. So, and again, I'm not watching college football tape religiously or anything, but that's the type of talent that Bradley Chubb had. So,
and you know that John Elway and the Broncos, I don't think they could fill out their card quickly enough. To draft Bradley Chubb. They were all in right away. Like, okay, yeah, Bradley Chubb. You're not taking him? Well, we're in Bradley Chubb. It's like when you're at a fantasy football draft and some guy makes a knucklehead pick in front of you. You're like, okay, beautiful. That guy's still there. He's mine. And that's what the Broncos did. Fascinating pick, too. Saquon Barkley went number two to the New York Giants. he's a guy that if this isn't a ringing endorsement, what they think of Eli Manning. And to me, this is a, you know what, Eli, as the Giants organization last year, those knuckleheads who were running the, they did you wrong. We're really sorry, Eli. This is what Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman are going to do. We're going to draft you a superstar running back who is probably the best player in this draft when you look at everything that this guy's capable of doing. We're going to keep Odell Beckham Jr. We're going to sign you a left tackle and Nate Solder so you're protected. And we're going to draft an offensive lineman right away, Will Hernandez, in the second round. So we beefed up the offensive line. We potentially might even get a Dez Bryant to even have more of a weapon. We still have Evan Ingram at tight end. Odell Beckham Jr. is coming back. Sterling Shepard could have a bounce back here and be that guy they thought he was going to be, drafting him so high. And we have a ridiculously incredibly talented running back. This is all on you, Eli. You're 37 years old. Sorry, but we want to give you the weapons to succeed because clearly they believe in Eli Manning. And let's not forget, the Giants were an 11-win team just 2 years ago, and there's a ton of talent still on this team. Do you have enough faith in Eli that he can get the ball to these playmakers and that the Giants can have a bounce back year in the NFC, which, by the way, is ridiculously tough?
I love the pick, personally. I think that Barkley, I'll put it this way. I thought that the Giants were my pick to make it to the Super Bowl last year, and I couldn't have been more wrong after a 2-win season. But you're right, the talent was there. I loved what they did to bring in Brandon Marshall last year to pair him with Odell, and he got injured. But I think this is better than a 2-14 team. And just watching the draft the other night, David Gettleman, their GM, they were saying on the broadcast, doesn't believe in giving perfect draft ratings out of 10 because he just thinks that nobody's 100% perfect. So he grades his drafts out of 9. And he said, before Saquon Barkley, in his over 30 years of being a GM and scout in the NFL, there was only one other prospect he ranked a perfect 9, and that was Peyton Manning. So
he turned out to be okay.
So right. If the Giants' run game has been terrible since Tiki Barber left. It's been a revolving door. I really like the pick for them.
Real quick, too, the Bills taking Josh Allen, and he's a guy that we heard the stories of tweets that he sent out in high school, very racially insensitive tweets, very knuckleheadness. I'm not defending Josh Allen in any way, shape, or form, but why are we finding out about this 24 hours before the draft? Is this a team that's between the 10 to 15 range, knowing this and then planting this seed so potentially that guy could drop down in the draft so they could take him? Is it totally dirty pool by some team in the NFL to hold on to this information 24 hours before the draft gets going?
Well, I wouldn't put it on the Bills because I don't know that they think things out that well, but maybe there's something to that. I don't know. I don't like what Allen did. But even before this came out, I wouldn't touch this guy with lead line gloves. Like he is a terrifying pick to me. Right. I mean, he is a combine warrior, you know. Yeah. He is the player day special, right? Scouts day special. Nothing that he does has really translated on the field into results, right? He was third team all conference, right? Yeah. Honorable mention, right? Like, I mean, he doesn't have the numbers. He plays in...
He's not accurate.
He's not accurate.
He plays. And I don't know how you get more accurate at the NFL level.
No, no.
Where it's a lot harder to be accurate.
Yeah. I mean, this... the Bills, I hate to be superstitious, but you are destined as a quarterback, you know, taken in the first round with the Bills. You are destined to struggle mightily. I knew when this went down, I said this like 2 months ago on this show, the Bills were going to get Allen, right? This guy has his name written. The Bills don't have to have any other names like in their database. He will end up with the team.
Just bring one jersey to the draft.
That's Allen. It. And we have him and Nathan Peterman to look awesome. At.
Yeah. I like A.J. McCarron. I think